Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur. Inyan of Shlichus, B'mitzvus, and Shlichus V'Aravera. B'yesod HaSvar She'amarnu, again, based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, HaGoyim V'Dov HaZetzal, with regard to Shlichus B'mitzvus, it would appear that that's how the Nesivus HaMishpat learns, Simen Kuf Pei Bei, Siv Katan Aleph, with regard to Ein Shlichus V'Aravera. So according to those shitas that don't hold that it's from the svara of Dibra Rav, Dibra Tama, Dibra Mishambra, those who hold, they hold that Ein Shlichus V'Aravera is a Gzeras HaKosuv. He writes there, Ayin Sham, that Ein Shlichus V'Aravera, even though the Maisa is Kayim, the Maisa is still valid, just the Mishalech doesn't get the Avera. That's because we can only learn from Truma that the Maisa is Kayim. But to be Mechayiv the Mishalech V'Onesh, as if he was over on a lav shishbon ma'isa, that we cannot learn from Teruma Ayin Sham. And apparently what it means is, as we explained, b'gabei shlichus b'mitzvah shebegufo, that it's not considered al yidei shlichus that he does the ma'isa b'foyal. And that's the chiddush of Ein Shlichus V'Aravera. With regard to onesh, we require a ma'isa b'foyal, and it's not enough that the ma'isa should relate back to him. And that you cannot learn from Truma, that through the Shlichus it's considered Ka'isa B'Foyal, as if you did it before. Now this is only a Din L'Gavad Yonesh. We require a Lav Sheyesh Bo Ma'isa. But the Etzem Ha'Aveira, he's Over, and Memela, the Ma'isa is Kayim. So this stems with what we've been learning. And this is what we said as we concluded the previous Shir. Zene Rabin Bu'av V'Dvarav Sham. And this would appear to come out from what he says over there, that by Mi'ila, Tvich, and Mechira, that we know that by Mi'ila, we have a rule that Yesh Lichud V'Aravera, we have a rule by Tvich and Mechira, Yesh Lichud V'Aravera, by Tvich, Yesh Lichud V'Aravera, when he checks an animal that he stole. So in both cases, Yesh Lichud V'Aravera. And in an instance where the Gemara says in the Sechas Bav Metzia, normally we say Ein Shlichus V'Aravera, but when do we say that Yesh Shlichus? If the Shliach doesn't have the choice whether or not to do it, then we say Yesh Shliach, or the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva. So in these cases, Mi'ila, Tvicha, and in an instance that the Shliach doesn't have Ibai Abed, Ibai Lo Abed, or he's not a Bar Chiyuva, so in those cases, there's shlichus also for a katan v'chadoyme. So there we say that a katan is included in the shlichus. So a person sends a katan to do me'ila, so there would be shlichus. Tavicha, there would be shlichus. Because the only miut, says the Nesivus, the only miut from the parasha shlichus of of a katan and the like, katan v'chadoyme, a katan and the like, normally can't be a shlich. The only miut is from the parasha shlichus of Tuhume, where it says atem gam atem. So from that extra gam, we learn shlichus. So they were excluded from that parasha. But here it's a different parasha of shlichus. And here, katan, in these instances, a katan is not mismayit. Katan v'chadoyme are not mismayit. Ayin sham, b'divrei hanetivot. So besides the fact that we have to understand how he knows that it's a different parasha, maybe it's not a different parasha. Maybe it's a ribui shebahanu. In those cases, yesh shlichus v'aravera. But who says it's a new parasha of shlichus? Not a new parasha of shlichus, like the old parasha of shlichus. Just here we learn that Yesh Lichud V'Aravera, who says is a new parish of Shlichus? That's question number one. Question number two is, Tzarich Biyul Mashi Hiksha, V'Hagoyz Imrei Boruch, B'Shulchan Aruch Sham, V'Oid, Shrei Mashi Yesh Shlichut B'Mi'ile, Mizera Shava, D'Chet Chet Mitrumeu, Mvul B'Sugye B'Daf Mem Beis Amad Beis. That there's Shlichus by Mi'ila is from a gzera shava. What's the gzera shava? Chet mitrume. Chet chet mitruma. As we see in the sugya in 42b, that's where you learn that there's shlichus by me'ila. And if so, it's the same din as the din of shlichus of truma. So how do we say that it's a different type of shlichus, it's a different parish of shlichus, and that they're going to be shluchim by me'ila that we don't have by truma? All right, the whole makor of shlichus by me'ila is from truma. Zeich zeh choliot. Kach makshe, Imrei Baruch, Shulchan Aruch. Yesh lanu Rav, Gadol Me'od, Be'Amerika, Ba'al Imrei Baruch, Shlita. It's a different Imrei Baruch. As lefi dvarenu nera kach. Shelefi ma she'amarnu, she'anetivot sover, she'idin ba'avere, the leka oynesh kol she'in ma'isi b'fod, what the Nesivus is telling us is, and we say, Ein Shlichut V'Aravera, what we're saying is that it's a din in the Oinesh. It's a din in the Oinesh, it's a din in the punishment. There can't be a punishment because there's no Maisa B'Foya. Hare Yekshelech Ora, Ma Shayach Ribui B'Kama Inyanim Shechayav B'Hem HaMishaleach. How can you have a Ribui? How can you have a Chiddush? That there are certain things that where the Mishalech is chayiv. V'arei sof sof udin ba'avere she'i efshar la'anosh kol shelo yase b'foya. How can you obligate the Mishalech in anything? There's just a din in the onesh that it's a din in the Aveira that there's no Onesh if there's no Maisa before. And he didn't do the Maisa before, so what's a Shaykh to be Marvin if he doesn't do any Maisa before the Mishaleach? V'chein tzich biur sh'arei b'gemara mevuar ha'inyan shehu she'en b'zeh shlichut kevan she'i Aveira. In the Gemara we see that the reason there's no shlichus is because it's an aveira, ein shlichut v'aveira. But according to what the Nesiva says, it's not a din in the shlichus, it's a din in the aveira. According to the way we're understanding the Nesiva, it's a din in the aveira that if there's no maisa befall, you can't punish the aveira. According to the Gemara, it's not a din in the according to Nesiv, it's not a din. According to the Gemara, it's a din in the Shlichus. There's no Shlichus because it's an Aver. According to Nesiv, it's not a din in the Shlichus. It's not that there's no Shlichus because it's an Avera. It's din in the Avera. If there's no Maisa before, there's no punishment on the Avera. So it must be. So it must be that it's pashut to the Nesivus that in order to punish, you need a Maisa before. And that is not the Chiddush of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That we know on our own. In order to give an Onesh, you need a Maisa before. And that's not the Chiddush of Ein Shlichut L'Dvar Aveira that we know on our own. Just what? Mitzad atzmo yeshayach gam din shlichus shal yodei yechashiv mishalech koyse b'foya. It would be shayach to have a din of shlichus, and what would shlichus be to say? That it's like the mishalech did it before. In other words, that's what you think. You know that if he doesn't do it before, there's no punishment. But maybe the shlichus tells us that he did it before. That's the lamdus of the shlichus, that he did it. The mishalech did it before. Because even on the before, we would say shlichus shlod mekamoso. And the chiddush is, Kamashmalanu kilashono shel nesivus sham. Shal ze ein chiddush beparshas shlichus. Shaloi nemra le etzem hisyachsus hamaisiv lagav lefonot. There's no chiddush in the parsha of shlichus for that. There's no chiddush in the parsha of shlichus which says that the shliach did it before. All the chiddush of the parsha of shlichus tells you is that there's hisyachsus, the maaser relates back to the mishaleach. And from this we see automatically that in those instances where there's a ribui sheyesh behem shliach lidval avera, there is a din here, not only vis-a-vis the relationship of the action back to the sender, hisyachsus hamaisa, the act relates back to the sender, but even klape the maisa befoya of the shliach sheshluch shlodin kamosa. Then Shagufa Maisa before Mesiach HaSeilav. So that's going to be the Chiddush then. Where we say, Yesh Shliach Udvar Aveira. The Chiddush of Yesh Shliach Udvar Aveira is that the Maisa Befoya, not only is there a siachsus a maisa, the maisa gets back to the shmishaleach, but the maisa befoyal, it's as if he did it with his body. Not only does he get the maisa without the befoyal, he gets the maisa within the befoyal. And that's the gzeris hakosu. That as long as he's a shliach for all of these things, he has a din of shlucho kumoso, even in the befoyal. And through this is a different category, different sub of shlichus that doesn't have the mi'utin, that doesn't have the exclusions of the normal parsha of shlichus. Because in the normal parsha of shlichus, you don't get the ma'isa b'fa'al. This is a different category. Here you get the ma'isa b'fa'al. So you don't have the regular mi'utin. And that we learn, shlichus de mi'ilim, shlichus de truma. We learn from Gzeres Shava that there's shlichus by Me'ila, but it's a different sug of shlichus. And since it's a different sug, we can't learn from Atem Gam Atem to Mimamayet Ketanim and the like. Ketanim, Akum, and the like. Because the Atem Gam Atem is Mimayet in the world of Truma. That's a different sug of shlichus. So all we're learning is the fact that there is shlichus b'chlam, but it's a different sug. And in this sug of shlichus, the ma'ase b'fa'al goes back to the mishaleach. And therefore the normal miyutim don't apply because it's a different sug. The normal miyutim apply to a regular case of shlichus. But here the miyutim of katan v'chadayme don't apply because it's a different sug of shlichus. So all we're learning is what we're learning from Shum is that there is shlichus, but not the same type of shlichus. So it's a friend for the Kach of the Imre Baruch that we learn from Chayv Mitshuma. So how are you going to tell me that a Katan v'Chadayim is included? The answer is, all you're getting from there is that it's shlichus, but it's a different sug of shlichus. So it comes out now that it is a din in the shlichus, as the Gemara says. Whether or not you say yesh shlich dvar avera, ein shlich dvar avera. So when we say yesh shlich dvar avera, it's taka din. Like we said, it's a din in the shlichus. It's a different type of shlichus, and therefore you can give a punishment because it's like the mishalech did it before, and it can be learned from Shuma because with Shuma you just learned that there's shlichus, but it's a different sug of shlichus. Because in the normal parish of shlichus, there's a siach susamaisa. Not the asiyah before. Therefore, we don't need the asiyah before. But here, there's an asiyah before. When you say, yesh lech advar avera. So it's a different sub. That's what we were marik in the first year, that it's not When it comes to doing a mitzvah for somebody, it's not that he did it with his body, and therefore there's no shlichus for various mitzvahs. That's mamish incredible, an incredible chiddush in the Nesivis. Umvoarim heitev dvarav, gevaldik. However, be'emes yesh lechalik b'zeh ben mi'ila, shema shenisraba b'zeh u'migzeh reshava d'trume, shuribi aldin shlichus b'fnei atzma mi'ila k'shlichus sheyesh b'trume, shuchidush b'dinei shlichus didu, v'ne'emar b'zeh din, b'dinei shlichus shebe mi'ila yesh na shlichus miyuchedus shechayu b'ag, גם דין על המשלח כאילו עשה עשה בפייל, וכן הוא במה שיש שליחוס בלב בר חיוב אבי בו יעביד, שהוא על שליחוס בכל העבירס, שבעל מדינה מודבוי שהוא מייסה בפועל וכנה. So we can be מחלק between מאילה. By מאילה, there's a ריבוי from מגזר רשב את התשומה. But by מאילה, there's also שליחוס. And this is a חידוש on the דין שליחוס. And מאילה, like the שליחוס we have by תשומה, it's a חידוש on the דין שליחוס. And what was said here, was it din in the dinam of shlichus? By me'ila, that by me'ila, there is a special shlichus. That there's a din on the mishaleach, as if he did it before al. And there's also shlichus for a katan and the lai. It's a new parsha of shlichus. And it's considered as if it was done before by the mishaleach. Uvzeh shapir kaseh banasivis demahani shlichus kam v'katan, since it's a different sukh of shlichus. And it's like it's being done before. So it even works for a katan. In other words, because what happens when the Mishaleach sends a katan to do a me'ilah for him. So it's as if the Mishaleach did it before. So what does it matter that it's a katan doing it? And a katan's normally mu'at mishlichus. But here it's a different sug of shlichus. And in this sug of shlichus, a katan is included and the Mishaleach is doing it before. Once you say the Mishaleach is doing it before, who cares who did it for him? What the other one does is what he does. And we're going to include katanim because it's a different sug that's not derived from, it doesn't have the normal miyutim of shlichus. It's a different type of shlichus. Zemahani shlichus gam b'katan, like he brings from Tosus and Shavuos, v'inyin katan b'tiklachas, and then Muka Yosef, v'inyin chatz yuchay v'shoyte v'kat b'shlichus ha-be'ira. Aval b'tvicha o'mechira v'shlichus yad. But in the other cases, where you have a ribui of shlichus by tvicha mechira and shlichus yad when someone's given a pikadon and he shaleach yad shenis rabbi mema parashas tvicha mechira v'shlichus yad mikroi l'chayv gamidei shliach, that the person's chayv even through a shliach within the sugya 42b 43b. So there we can say that the ribui chiddush is not a chiddush din in the din shlichus, rather it's a chiddush in their chiv that you don't need a maisa b'fayah. It's enough that the mice is mesiachis to him. Sha'az gam ayde shliach yesh lechaivo. U'meile shebehem amaloy lo shliach shal parashas atem gam atem. In those cases, in the cases of tvicha mechir and shlichus yad, there is a different chiddush. Not that it's considered as if he did the mice of the flail, but it's considered it, but even without a ma'aseh b'fayel, he still gets punished. It's still the aver of the mishaleach. So the ribui is not a chiddush in the din shlichus. It's a chiddush in their chiyuv that they don't need a ma'aseh b'fayel. Normally you need a ma'aseh b'fayel. But here you don't need a ma'aseh b'fayel. So when you have a ribui from Shuma, when you have a chiddush that you learn mi'ila from Shuma, so then you're learning about a different type of shlichus. That's a chiddush in shlichus. There's a new shlichus that's being learned. But by tvicha mechira that we learn from Sukkim to be mechayev by day shliach, it could be that the ribui is not a chiddush in their din shlichus. It's not a new type of shlichus. It's a regular shlichus. And it's not as if they did the ma'aseh before. And the chiddush is their chayav even without the ma'aseh before. And therefore, they would need a regular shliach from the parasha of Atem Gam Atem. Now, I don't really know what the hechrech is to make this chiluk. So if Moreno Verbena was around, I would ask him. But unfortunately, he's not. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu Yair Einai, maybe one of the listeners will be able to explain the hechrech for this chiluk. But I'll call upon him in the next shir, I'm hoping in the future shir, in this next segment, there is a incredible Rambam that we've discussed in the past that this is a big, big chiddush I'd like to talk about. And we will see him, Mr. Hashem, continuing in the flows. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.